would like the green one with a little bit of the blue one.
I think you've had enough.
Nah.
Perhaps call it a night, yeah?
People come in here to drink and forget, no?
Oh, yes.
Well, tonight I'm really drinking to forget. Tell you what, have one yourself. Go on, my treat.
Okay. Sure you're not a wine drinker?
Not in a Cardiff bar.
Fair enough.
Oh, so pretty. Bob's up?
You want me to call you a taxi?
No, I live round the corner. We are in the bay, aren't we?
No.
Oh. Oh, well. It's been that sort of day.
Clearly.
Do you mind me chatting to you? I always like it in films, you know. Friendly barman, talking to a lost soul.
Well, I've nothing on, other than restocking the crisps.
You have no poetry in your heart. The thing is, I've been very clever and I'm dying to tell someone.
Right.
My name is Toshiko Sato, and I work for a top secret organization called Torchwood. We hunt aliens.
You can still phone you a taxi, no problem.
I'm fine. So come, bum it. I love you. Sorry, there's this alien language I decoded the other day. It's basically a symbolic sequence of mood shifts, kind of arranged on a Venn diagram system. So when you want to say I love you, you overlap the signs for I love and you, which I think is so pretty and clever. Anyway, that's not the clever thing I was talking about. You know, you see, I was in Russia the other week and rescuing a lost cosmonaut, and she said to
me, I'm just going to unload the dishwasher. Cycle's finished.
Oh. You know, you really need to look at your glassware stacking. That's only about 73% efficiency at best.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
Russia.
Yeah, so I'm in Russia rescuing this cosmonaut. Only she didn't know why she was there. And she brought something back with her. Like a locket. It's in my pocket. It runs. This little silver thing, she brought it from another dimension. Gift to me.
That's so. How much do you think it's worth?
Not the point. Listen, I've looked this up in the computer, and I know what it is. It's been hanging around Torchwood since the very start. It's called the Bad Penny, because it brings bad luck.
Bad luck?
I know. Isn't it fascinating? Like, it's able to see all possible futures and steer towards the worst of all possible worlds. And that's amazing, because, and bear with me, if there's a way of doing that, then there's a way of doing the opposite. This little locket. It's a matter of finding what it was emitting and how it was emitting it. And then, sorry if I'm going on too quickly, but then sort of reverse engineering that. And long story short, I found a way of saving the world.
You're kidding.
Nope, dead easy. I put a simple field inverter around this thing. Bad becomes good. Increase the strength and I increase the field. We all get a happy ending.
How?
Well, that's where it gets a bit lecturing. I don't want to be that person.
No, of course you don't.
There are complicated fields around the Earth. Disrupt them and you change things. You could stop everyone dying, for instance.
Wow.
I did it. I made a perfect world. Well, a perfect world for me. I took something designed for evil and I made so much good. I called Mum. She sounded so happy for the first time in ages. Just simple things. Owen held my hand. We went for coffee. He kissed me. Big things, you know? You'd fire your gun at a water dragon and hit it first time.
What's a water dragon?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, Owen kissed me. I mean, I know Mum would never approve of him. Actually, even I don't approve of him. But anyway, I made the world a better place.
You should get an award.
No, because I've had 2 days of it. And it's wrong. You can't force perfection. A war ended in Africa simply because I heard about it on the news. No one should have that kind of power. I've got all the luck in the world.
Prove it.
Okay, well, I got a barman to pour me a drink when he didn't want to.
Oh, good point.
See? No one should be able to do that. So, that's it. Enough. I've dismantled the device. The world can look after itself.
Surely, you know, like the Middle East.
Nope.
And...
sorry, it's over.
But you can't. You must, I mean. Right, my aunt, she's ill, right?
Nope, it's too late. Hold on.
Wow.
There it goes. Bye. I've thrown the locket into another dimension. And earlier, I slipped a tiny little pill in my drink. It'll take all my memory of the last 2 days, the last 2 glorious days.
But me, I know. I'll find a way to make you tell me I will.
Nope. Did you like your drink? Because there was a pill in that too.
You stupid, selfish cow. Think of the world.
Actually, right now, I'm just thinking of falling asleep.
Does she go out?